श्रुति विप्रतिपन्नाते
श्रुति विप्रतिपन्नाते
यदा स्थास्यति निश्चला
यदा स्थास्यति निश्चला
समाधावचला बुद्धिः
समाधावचला बुद्धिः
तदा योगमवाप्स्यसि
तदा योगमवाप्स्यसि
श्रुति विप्रतिपन्नाते
श्रुति विप्रतिपन्नाते
यदा स्थास्यति निश्चला
यदा स्थास्यति निश्चला
समाधावचला बुद्धिः
समाधावचला बुद्धिः
तदा योगमवाप्स्यसि
तदा योगमवाप्स्यसि
सो हियर योगम अवाप्स्यसि अवाप्स्यसि यू विल अटेन यू विल हैव यू विल अटेन व्हाट यू विल अटेन योग हियर द वर्ड योगम मीन्स the mind attention of the mind will abide in reality will remain okay fixed in reality the attention of the mind remaining fixed in the nature of reality manadin gavanam parambarulil ondri iruthal porundi iruthal understand attention of the mind remaining fixed in reality is called yoga here Yogam avapsyasi. Once attention of the mind remains fixed in the nature of reality, what does it mean? That is what is ascertained vision. Understand? You have clear vision of the nature of reality. Yogam avapsyasi. When will you attain that? For the mind to remain absorbed, to remain fixed in the nature of reality, it must have been already dwelling upon the nature of the reality. Unless you constantly think of the nature of the reality, how can the mind remain absorbed in that reality? Mind can remain fixed in the nature of reality. Suppose the whole, always you think of something else, so many things. And immediately you think of the nature of reality. Can the mind immediately remain fixed in the nature of reality? No. Which implies one must have been already constantly focusing one's attention on the nature of reality. Therefore, one's attention remains absorbed in the nature of reality. Nothing can distract the attention of the mind from the nature of reality wherein it remains fixed, for which the mind must have been already attention of the mind must have been already focused on the nature of reality. So for the mind, attention of the mind to be already focused on the nature of reality, there must have been the knowledge of the nature of the reality. How is it possible for one to focus on attention on the nature of reality if one does not know what is the nature of reality? Understand, one must have already understood the nature of reality. Then one must have focused one's attention on the nature of reality without any distraction. Then in due course of time, the attention of the mind remains absorbed in the nature of reality. So for one to have understood the nature of reality, to have focused one's attention on the nature of reality, thereby to remain absorbed in the nature of reality, how must be the state of the mind? Agitated and distracted or what? It must be steady. Understand? It must have been steady. If the mind has to be steady, free from agitations, means definitely the mind must be conflict free. Okay? Or conflict free mind. You may be free from all frictions of being a split personality, etc. That means what? Definitely the mind must be adequately pure also. So the pure, steady mind which has understood the nature of the reality, which has been focusing attention on the nature of reality, alone can remain absorbed, understand, in the nature of reality. And you see on your face, I'm tempted to say it in Tamil, so I don't want to displease them. Okay. So therefore, he says, Tada. This way, Tada means then, appozhudhudhan. மனமானது பரம்பொருளில் ஒன்றி நிலைக்கிறது. Only then the mind remains absorbed. Tada. When? Kada? When? Yada? When? Okay? Mind remains focused and steady. Mind is pure. Mind is steady. Unperturbed by any other thoughts. Which has been contemplative upon the nature of the self. Reality. Thereby which remains absorbed. If the mind has to be focused, has to be focused upon the nature of the reality, thereby to the steady, pure mind, attention of which is focused on the nature of reality, which can remain absorbed in nature of reality, must have been, for the mind to be focused, it must have been, okay, taken away. It must be dispassionate mind. Taken away. From what? If the mind is not, attention of the mind is not placed elsewhere, it only placed only in the nature of reality. If attention of the mind is not placed elsewhere, means what does it mean here? The mind which is still, the mind which still has lingering, okay, the disease for all these, arthakama dharmas. How? Karma phalams. Which karma phalam? All these beautifully described the fruits of actions, the rituals, the performance of ritual, fruits, what all fruits of foods you can enjoy if you perform given rituals, etc. Okay, if you have understood the mind which is still, the mind which is still tempted by the fruits of rituals described in the Karma Kanda. Never distracted mind, he says, Shruti Vipratipanna. Shruti Vipratipanna means the mind which has not been, which is not anymore distracted by, tempted by, taken away by the fruits of rich rituals described in the Karma Kanda of the Veda, which is totally committed to the pursuit of knowledge with the value, the knowledge of the value of moksha, that mind alone can remain steady. Nischala Buddhihi. When the mind is steady, then the mind can, attention of the mind can be focused in the nature of reality, thereby it can remain absorbed in the nature of the reality. That is what is said, samadhau, achala buddhihi, samadhau, yada nischala sthasyati. Without any agitations, when this focused mind remains is contemplative upon the nature of the reality, then it can remain absorbed. See, what does it say here? It is not at all difficult to have the knowledge. Okay? Yogam avapsyasi. Kada yogam avapsyasi. When, kada aham yogam avapsyami. When can I attain jnanam? When can I have the ascertained vision of the nature of reality? Paramvali patri jnanam enakku eppodu udikkum. Okay? Kada jnanam avapsyami. Kada yogam is jnanam here. Kada jnanam avapsyami. Kada yogam avapsyami. When shall I attain? And the question comes, answer comes here. Yogam avapsyasi tada. Kada? Achala buddhihi nischala sthasyati. Okay? Yada achala buddhihi nischala sthasyati. When steady mind remains focused, the nature of the reality. But where it is not said, we have to, it has to be implied, it has to be understood. When your steady mind remains focused, achala buddhihi nischala sthasyati. Katham nischala sthasyati shruti vipratipanna, which is not at all given to, okay, all the descriptions of karma phalams, the rituals described in the Karma Kanda of the Veda, which implies the one mind which understands the limitations of arthakama dharma, thereby totally given to the pursuit of knowledge. I don't say people who pursue arthakama dharma will not become contemplative. Please understand. In fact, without pursuing artha kamadama, you can never become contemplative. Understand? What it implies is, you can pursue artha kama dharma, knowing the limitations, understand? But knowing fullness being your ultimate goal, and knowing the value of knowledge, and if you know, understand the subject matter of the shastram, then if you are focused, if you focus attention on the nature of the reality, understanding subject matter, you are meditative upon the nature of reality, then you will be steady minded, and a steady mind focused, no? Then definitely can't help, okay? It will definitely remain absorbed in knowledge. Suppose if the mind is attracted and tempted by all those karma phalas, you still have value for, if you overvalue artha kama dharmas, the karma phalams, then you cannot be adequately steady and adequately pure. That is what it says. Understand? Therefore, very simple thing. You want moksha, you want jnanam, you want discourse fullness, just remain focused upon the nature of the reality. Then attention of the mind will remain absorbed in the nature of the abide, okay, in the nature of the reality. That's all. Very simple. How can you focus? Mind has to be steady. How can you be steady? No? Understand? Don't overvalue artha kama dharmas. Understand? Very simple thing. So it says, that is why here it says, if you are contemplative upon the nature of the reality, having understood the nature of reality, then definitely you will have the ascertained vision of the oneness of reality. That is what is said here. That is what is moksha. Understand? Don't need to go anywhere, don't need to die for that. Then moksha is something to be discovered, understood here. In discovering it, you will resolve all your smallness and all your problems. Therefore, he says here, next, we'll read the Bhashyam now. Shruti vipratipanna.
Shruti vipratipanna.
What is Shruti vipratipanna? Buddhihi. Okay, we have to understand the buddhihi. Which sort of mind, which sort of intellect can have the vision of reality, can have the ascertained, doubt-free vision of the oneness of reality. Endha manam paramparole telivaha purindhu kolla mudiyum. The Shruti vipratipanna, he says here, Shruti vipratipanna. See, aneka.
Sadhya sadhana.
Sambandha.
Prakashana.
Shruti bihi. Shravanaihi. Pravritti.
Nivritti.
Lakshanaihi. Vipratipanna. Nana pratipanna. Vikshipta sati. See, the mind which is distracted, okay, the distraction-free mind. See, vipratipanna. Vipratipanna means the distraction-free mind. Okay, the distraction-free mind means the mind which is not distracted. Distracted or tempted, understand, or carried away by what? You have to say that. Is Shruti Viprati. Shruti. Distract, not distracted or carried away by Shruti. What is this? Mind has been given to Shruti. But here we talk about again Shruti. Mind should be given to Shruti or should be given to Shruti. A mind should be given to what? The Shruti, Veda, Anta. Understand? But not Veda, Purva Bhaga, not the Karma Kanda of the Veda. What does it mean here? Aneka, not endless, limitless, many. You see, karma kanda of the Veda, how many karmas have rituals have been prescribed? Innumerable, many. Understand? Aneka, innatra. So many karmas have been prescribed there. And why, how do you say? Sadhana, sadhya, sambandha. Sadhana, sadhya, sambandha. If you perform this karma, which is a sadhana means, what is sadhyam? you can attain this phalam. Okay, perform this particular ritual, you will go to heaven. You perform this ritual, you will have lot of money. Understand? You perform Vayavya Homa, money will come to you, you know, as quickly, as fast as the Vayu. Understand? If you perform this particular ritual, you will get this. You do this, you will get this. Whatever you asked to do becomes a sadhanam. What you are going to gain as a result of the karma becomes the sadhyam. Okay, like that, lot of karmas have been prescribed. So, sadhana, aneka sadhana sadhya sambandha. Okay, prakashana shruti bihi. So, there are many mantras. Okay, there are many mantras in the Karmakanda of the Veda revealing the results, the fruits of actions and the connection between the, and also the rituals. Revealing the rituals and the, what you can gain as a result of performing those rituals. Aneka sadhya sadhana sambandha prakashana shruti bihi. Okay, by listening to those things, savanehi. Then pravritti nivritti lakshanehi. So the whole karma kanda gives you lots of means. The karma kanda gives you what means. Okay, means to accomplish different ends. Artha, kama, dharma, all of them you can gain. This becomes sadhyam. Sadhana means what? Performance of rituals. You study karma kanda, understand karma kanda, then know how to do karma, then perform rituals and gain results. And if you say that is pravritti lakshanam, understand? Pravritti means, if you attaining pravritti lakshanam means, attaining artha kama dharma is pravritti. Okay, pravritti means you have to perform ritual. It is not enough if you simply know. Study karma kanda, understand the know-how of rituals, then you have to perform rituals also. If you simply know how to make, it is not enough. You have to do also to enjoy the fruit. Understand? Know, then perform, attain, gain results. That's all artha kama dharmas. Then there also sadhana sadhya sambandha. Again, there are also given certain things. You understand, which itself is what? Sadhana means for moksha, I don't need to do any karma. That is nivritti lakshana shruti. Understand now? There are mantras in the given in the shruti, within the shruti, and there you have. And this many rituals are prescribed, and which become means for accomplishing certain ends. Understand? So by knowing all of them, then what happens? Nana pratipanna. Understand now? The mind is so distracted to varieties of rituals. It's like whenever we go to any shop, we don't know which sari to buy. Okay? Especially Indian women have this problem. If you go to shop, if they're big shops. I don't know whether you have this problem here. If you go to some jewelry shop, which to buy? There's so many varieties. Always so many things are there, it's very difficult to choose. Which even for you to have the problem, no? If you have too many things to buy, which to buy? What to buy? Oh, I like all the five of them. Which to buy? It has a problem. Like that here also, too many rituals for accomplishing too many ends. Too many things are prescribed in the Karmakanda of the Veda. And therefore, when you're given to that, you really get distracted. Listen now. Distracted. And you're really tempted. Let me do this. Let me do this. Let me accomplish that. You become tempted. Such mind is called pratipanna. Understand now? So the mind, distraction-free mind. Oh, come on. What big karmakanda? Karmakanda is great. I respect it. I need artha. I need kama. I need dharma. Any karma is time-bound. Karma phalam is only time. Karma phalam also must be time-bound. What I ultimately seek is timeless moksha. Artha, kama, dharmas alone, the time-bound ends alone can be the results of karma. Performance of rituals prescribed in the karma kanda. Therefore, understand, but what I seek is mokshaha, this fullness, which is a timeless end, which is just to be discovered. Nanam, jnanam is the only means for that. So if know this, if you know this, for what do you need to have? Nitya, anitya, vastu, vivekaha. Okay? What is nityam? What is anityam? What is it which I ultimately seek? I need anitya things also, but still what I ultimately seek is nityam, and the nitya moksha, and as a timeless end is only for that jnanam is the means. Why jnanam isti means jnanam itself is mokshaha. The fullness is not something to be attained, which is already there, something to be discovered. It cannot be anything to be attained, can be attained by doing karma, by performing a ritual, by performing any action. Once I know this, what is nityam, what is anityam, if I have nitya nitya vastu veka, then definitely I will know the limitation of karma and karma phalam. I know the value of jnanam, then I have my priority. I know how to, I become committed to the pursuit of knowledge. Therefore, with this discriminative understanding of what is nityam and what is anityam, what is karma phalam, how karma is time bound, because how karma phalam also is time bound, what I seek is everlasting moksha. But jnanam is the only means. If I have this knowledge very clearly, then definitely I am distraction free minded. Shruti vipratipanna buddhihi I have. Understand now? Is it clear now? Shruti vipratipanna buddhihi I have. Once you have that, then what happens here? Vikshipta sati te buddhihi. When the mind is not thrown like that, distracted like that, te buddhihi, then yada.
When
your mind is so clear like that, you're not distracted by the karmas and the karma phalams, then sthasyati sthiri bhuta bhavishyati. Sthiri bhuta sthasyati means will remain. How it will remain? Sthiri bhuta bhavishyati. It remains firm. This very clear. What I ultimately seek is timeless, everlasting moksha, which is to be understood, which is to be gained as a result of knowledge, not as a result of karma phalam. With this understanding, when the mind remains firm, there's no doubt about it. Sthiri bhavishyati, it become firm. Then nischala nikshepa
chalanavarjita.
So again, chala means the agitated, the distracted is chala. Nischala, non-distracted. Listen, vikshepa chalanavarjita. The mind which is thrown here and there, chalanavarjita again, which is free from distractions, which is devoid of distractions. Sati
samadhau.
So samadhau,
samadhiyate
chittam
asmin
iti
samadhihi.
See, samadhihi itself, people mistake samadhi for enlightenment. Shastram does not say samadhi as enlightenment. Understand? Samadhiyate chittam asmin. Manam idil porundigirikkirathu enbadhal irukku samadhi endru peyar. Understand? That in which the attention of the mind remains focused. Understand? If the attention of the mind remains focused on a given thing, fixed on a given thing, it's not without any distraction, it's called a samadhi. What is samadhi? Attention of the mind remaining fixed, focused, without any distraction, is called samadhi. Samadhiyate, siddhiyate, adhiyate, samadhiyate. Samadhiyate means what? That which is being placed, is placed well, fixed, is called samadhi. Understand now? Samadhiyate asmin chittam. You can have samadhi of anything, if I ask something like that, sometimes we remain so samadhi, in fact, so remain so absorbed in something, we have to call somebody and then, Like that we do not know. Samadhi means people think some jnanam or big thing. What is samadhi? Samadhi is not moksha, really speaking. See, any nothing, if nothing can distract you from attention from some given object, is samadhi. So focused you are, understand? You're so absorbed. The attention of the mind remains absorbed in something that nothing around you, nothing which happens around you can distract you. Understand? It's called samadhi. So, samadhiyate asmin chittam iti samadhihi. So, here what is samadhi? Here, attention of the mind, remains absorbed in the nature of reality. Understand here, the samadhi. For that, how the mind should be? Distraction free. Nischala buddhihi. Attention of the mind is, remains focused. Achala buddhihi samadho nischala sthasyati. It remains absorbed in the nature of reality. So how can it be nischala? How can it be focused? How can it be distraction free? Shruti vipratipanna. When it does not overvalue the artha, kama, dharmas which can be gained as results of the rituals prescribed in the, gained as the performance of rituals prescribed in the karmakanda of the Veda. You don't talk about karmakanda. It is mainly for people who are given to the karmakandis. Those days, people have to really always, the people, the karmakandis means those who were overvaluing the karmakanda of the Veda. They are called karmakandis, They were addressed here. But here we have to take, we are not performing any rituals. We do not even know what is a karmakanda. We don't know the rituals. So we don't need to worry about this verse. But we have to, this how we should understand, we are not karmakandis. We do not know what is a ritual, what is karmakanda, what is performing a ritual, what do we gain result of the ritual. We do not even know about the ritual phalam, the result of rituals, to be attracted by the rituals. The phalam, results of rituals. Understand? Here we should know artha, kama, dharma. Anything you want to achieve in this life as a result of performance of an action. What you do, always you do this and do this and go here and do this, achieve that. We always want to achieve something or the other. All that you want to achieve by doing karma is what artha, kama, dharma. And those things, if you really understand, ultimately what I seek is moksha, which is discovering fullness, which is to be discovered, which cannot be, the fullness cannot be attained as a result of karma. Once you know this, understand, then you will know, I want artha kama dharma for which I do karma, but I will not go and look for happiness or fullness in my artha kama dharmas. The results of the karma, fruits of karma, understand? Then I'll try to be focused. Then nothing can distract me. And if we know the limitations of artha, kama, dharma, then you will not be tempted, you will not be distracted. Then you can be more focused. That's what nischala buddhihi, the distraction-free mind, which knows the limitations of artha, kama, dharma, which knows the limitations of karma and karma phalam, which knows the value of knowledge of the reality, thereby which tries to understand the reality and which is focused and which alone can be distraction-free mind. The distraction-free mind alone can be focused. Mind can be focused upon the nature of reality, then it remains in samadhi. Samadhi lirthal. Understand, what do samadhi lirthal? Attention of the mind remaining focused in the nature of reality is samadhi. When it remains absorbed in the nature of reality, then how can it miss? It can't miss this having the ascertained vision of the oneness of reality. Is it clear now? So this is says. Atma.
Tasmin atmani.
Ityetat.
Tasmin. What is tasmin here? I mean, what is it? The matter of the mind remains absorbed. Atmani. in the self. In the self means what? In the nature of reality. Understand? Parampurulil, Atmasurupatil, Manam, Manadina Gavanam, Nelithirukkum Pozhudhu. That's the meaning.
Sa api.
Achala. That too, how it is? The distraction-free mind remains absorbed in the nature of reality, the self, okay, steadily, not for a second, not for 1 second and goes away. Achala. Here we have used two words here, nischala, achala. The attention of the mind remains steadily, okay, remains steady. It is so steady. Not for a second, not for 1 second, it goes away. And then also which mind? Sthiri bhuta, okay? Distraction free. We have to understand two here. Nischala, achala. The distraction free mind, it remains focused steadily. Three tactics. Tatrapi. Vikalpavarjita.
Ityetat.
See, Vikalpavarjita means what? Again, it doesn't get agitated. Okay? I mean, the attention does not move here and there. Okay, once my attention is in nature of reality, immediately goes to the attention of the phone. Okay? Understand now. So, not such steady, distraction-free mind alone can remain, okay, steadily in the nature of reality. That's what he says. Vikalpavarjita.
Vikalpavarjita.
Ityetat.
Ityetat.
Buddhihi.
Buddhihi.
So now he's explaining, what is buddhihi? Buddhihi antahkarnam.
Antahkarnam.
What is antahkarnam? Mind. So what I've been using this word mind, okay? Attention of the mind, I always say this. Tada.
Tada.
Tasmin kale. That is when yogam. Avapsyasi. Yogam avapsyasi. That is when you will attain knowledge. What is a yogam avapsyasi? Viveka pragnam. Samadhim.
Samadhim.
Prapsyasi. See, Viveka Pragyam Samadhim Prapsyasi. That means when the attention of the mind remaining absorbed in the nature of reality has, when the attention of the mind remains absorbed in the nature of reality, there is Viveka Pragya, clear ascertained vision of the oneness of reality. Understand now? Viveka pragyam, a discriminative knowledge. Then there is no, that is, then one attains vision. Is it clear now? See, because the question many people ask, why this is so clearly said here, when can I attain jnana? When can I attain moksha? Should I wait till the last should I wait until I get very old to start reading Bhagavad Gita? Or I can start, many people have this thing. And then what should they do for this? Should they be meditative? Many people think you just meditate. Meditation is the only way. Meditation is enough. If you meditate and you attain samadhi. Samadhi itself is mistaken for jnanam. Samadhi itself is mistaken for enlightenment and mokshaha. Really speaking, samadhihi means the attention of the mind remaining focused without any distraction. That's called samadhi. Understand now? But here, what is that which should be the focus? Which should be focused upon? Which should be contemplated upon? What is that? So, Atmani, understand? Atmani, the attention of the mind should remain focused upon the nature of reality. I understand the nature of reality. I stay there for 1 second, immediately I get distracted by something else. then not chalabuddhihi. Understand now? Chalabuddhihi, oh, understood so well. My mind remains absorbed in the nature of reality for a fraction of a second. Okay? Then it gets attracted, distracted. Then it is chalabuddhi. I tell you, there is no focus. Understand? Achala buddhihi samadhaustasyati. Attention of the mind remains focused in the nature of reality for length of time, for a given length of time. How? Steadily. Understand? So steady means what? It doesn't get agitated or so vikalpa varjita. Then for the mind to be steady there, to remain steadily in the nature of reality, how it should be? No? This way, nischala. Have you understood? Because the two words mean, like really speaking, two words mean the same. That's why we have to understand very clearly here. Nischala. Nischala means not distracted by anything else. Definitely the mind which overvalues things. Understand? Which seeks moksha in arthakama dharma. Which is not totally committed to the pursuit of knowledge for moksha. Which overvalues arthakama dharmas, which can be gained as results of rituals or karma, performance of karmas. Such mind is what? Chala buddhihi. Understand now? Nischala buddhihi. So nischala buddhihi achalasthasyati. The distraction free mind remains focused for length of time without any distraction, remains now focused in the nature of reality. That is when tada, understand, yada nischala buddhi sutshruti vipratipanna nischala buddhihi, understand, samadhau achala sthasyati tada yogam avapsasi. That is when you will attain the vision, ascertain vision of the oneness of reality. That is when you will attain jnanam, moksha. For which, for you to be contemplative, to be able to focus upon the nature of reality, you must have understood the nature of reality. For which you must have studied the shastram for length of time with the competent teacher, now with shraddha systematically also. How can you meditate upon the nature of reality if you do not know what is the nature of reality? Other than the nature of reality, if you can simply meditate upon anything else also, you can have samadhi. That samadhi is not moksha. You mean get stuck with something, that's all, for a length of time. When you come out, because you get stuck with something else for length of time, then you can, nothing else will be distracting you for some time. So when you come out, there's no pain. That's why you mistake that for moksha. I had some experience, some feelings. You might have had some experience. That experience is not moksha. When you understand now, whether that samadhi is distracted again, disturbed. Attention is taken away from that object. So samadhi is disturbed. Samadhi kalandad. Understand now, when samadhi goes, what happens again? You are the same person. That is why this difference. Understand? You can even absorb in anything. Atmani. Atmani. If you have to remain absorbed in the nature of reality, you should have known what is nature of reality. That is why Shastra study. And even for you to understand and then to be focused also, even if you are studying Shastra, even if you are understanding, even if you can be contemplative, still you are not mentally prepared to be contemplative because of wrong, okay, pratibandhas. That's why Karma Yoga is prescribed. You still need to be mentally pure and steady. That purity also is important. Understand? Eppu jnanam udikimna? Very simple. When can I have jnanam? Kada yogam avapsyami? Tada yogam avapsyasi. Kada? Yada? Okay, suti pratipanna? Nischala buddhihi? Samadhau? Achala sthasyati? Tada yogam avapsyasi? Very simple. எப்பொழுது ஞானத்தை அடைவாய், உன் மனம் எப்பொழுது உறுதியாக கவனம் பரம்பரை சொரூபத்தில் இறாத நிலைக்குமோ, தென் யூ வில் அட்டைன். வெரி சிம்பிள். அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் நவ்? நதிங் இஸ். சோ ஹவு டு அட்டைன் நோ ஹவு டு அட்டைன் யோகம், ஹவு டு அட்டைன் தி அசர்டைன்ட் டவுட் ஃப்ரீ விஷன் ஆஃப் the oneness of reality. How to discover, remain, you know, how to revel in fullness. If you ask, we need focused, distraction-free attention of the mind with the knowledge of the self. So we are studying Shastram to know the self and understand. Then once you know the self, with your understanding of limitation of the Kama Dharma, the knowledge of the reality, and we can be focused. Once you are focused, nobody can stand on your way from discovering your own Swarupam. Why? Because what you are seeking is very you. Who can stop you from being yourself? Come on, who can stop you from being yourself? Who can, understand? Who stands on your way just to be what you are? Nobody, understand? All that we need is we need to know. Nobody can prevent you from being what you are. So it's all just the mind, attention has to be turned. You know, I don't know whether I told you here or elsewhere, maybe in some other class, I don't know where I told about this Mahabharatam. Now Draupadi, as Draupadi is a mind. Did I tell you in your class? No, okay. Draupadi is a mind, stands for the mind. And this mind, as long as it is Shruti Vipratimanna mind, when the five husbands, my God, now five husbands means five different sense objects. And the pleasures, artha, kama, dharmas, okay, which can be attained. The pleasures, objects of pleasures, which can be enjoyed through five different senses. So who are the five different objects? Five husbands stand for five different sense objects. Understand? All artha, kamas. And the mind always is pratipanna. Mind is given to this pursuit of this and that. Understand, but there is nothing which can, all the mind, every sense object attracts the mind, drags the mind towards itself. That is why one mind being dragged by five different objects. Understand, that's why Draupadi is one woman and five husbands, mean don't think really five husbands. Understand? And there is no fullness, always time bound, problems. And no sense object, no sense pleasure could really give this mind fullness, help the mind discover fullness. Understand? Any sense object gave only a time-bound pleasure, and also when the pleasure is lost, only pain. All the sense objects, understand now, gave some time-bound pleasures and all pain, when they lost the pain. But when the mind wanted to get rid of the pain and wanted fullness, is no more extrovert. It begins to become introvert. Okay, the mind has to see its own swarupam, which is Adi Moolam. Okay, that is why Draupadi takes her hand and prays to Bhagavan Krishna. Who is Krishna? Very swarupam of the mind, fullness. This just discovered. Suti Pratipanna mind. Okay, Draupadi, when she was disrobed, when she was in trouble. Okay, or none of this. Pleasures, really, none of the sense objects really could help her discover fullness. The attention turns towards her own swarupam of the mind, her own swarupam. Now, she discovered fullness. That is Krishna, that is fullness. That is why so many saris are coming one after the other. And all this, they all became tired of disrobing. Understand what I'm saying? Attention has to turn towards it. That's why one has to know the limitations of everything. I do not say we should not, Shastram does not say we should not enjoy artha kama dharmas. Understand? Pursue artha kama dharmas. Shastram does not say one should deprive oneself of enjoying pleasures. But one should know the fullness. Okay? There is no fullness in fraction the pleasure. In any pleasure is fraction of fullness. Understand? Therefore, this pleasure, time-bound pleasure, a time-bound artha, okay, time-bound security, time-bound, all these things, only time-bound. But timeless, everlasting fullness, something to be discovered, for which jnanam. And that jnanam of what? Again, it's none other than the very self, for which that the mind has to remain absorbed and focused. It has to resolve itself. Attention of the mind should be focused in such a way that it has to be very resolved in the fullness. And that is what is the outcome of contemplation. And for which there must be understanding of what is the nature of reality for this mind to remain focused also. How can you meditate upon something which you do not know at all? Tell me. Is it possible? Can you place attention, focus attention on something which you do not know? You always need to know what you are focusing, know what you are meditating on. How can you meditate upon something which you do not know at all? Please tell me. It's very important. The steady, distraction-free mind, which means absorb in the nature of reality, which means focus in the nature of reality, remains absorbed. Is it clear now? Therefore, that is what is said here. With this, the Arjuna opens his mouth and asks a question, very important thing. Prashna bijam pratilabhya.
Prashna bijam pratilabhya.
Arjunaha.
Arjunaha.
See, having got an opportunity to raise a question, okay? Prashna bijam. He got an opportunity. Just he got some clue, you know, to ask some question now. He couldn't open his mouth all this time. He was keeping quiet. Quietly was listening to Krishna from 11th verse onwards, okay? He didn't open, you know, he didn't interfere. And slowly he asks, Arjunaha uvacha.
Arjunaha uvacha.
Labdha samadhi pragyasya.
Labdha samadhi pragyasya.
Lakshana.
Lakshana.
Bhutsaya.
Bhutsaya.
Okay. He says, Lakshana. Labdha samadhi pragyaha. Samadhi pragyaha. See, samadhi pragyaha. See that?
Samadhi pragyaha.
See, samadhi pragyaha or viveka pragyaha. Okay, so samadhi pragyaha means one whose attention remains absorbed in the nature of reality, or one who has the ascertained vision of nature of reality as a result of remaining focused in the nature of reality. அது இடையராது பரம்பொருளில் பரம்பொருளின் கவனத்தை நிறுத்துதலால் பரம்பொருளை பற்றிய அறிவு உறுதிப்படுத்தப்பட்டது. Understand? One attains has this ascertained vision of reality. How? By remaining contemplative upon the nature of reality. But understand, when he is contemplative, one attains the ascertained vision of the reality. For such a person, one who has ascertained vision of the reality, jnani. A jnani is called samadhi pragyaha.
Samadhi pragyaha.
Samadhi pragyaha. Samadhi pragyaha means the one who has the pragya. One who has got the pragya in samadhi. It's called samadhi pragya. Understand now? One who attained pragya, vision, well, in samadhi. When he remained absorbed. In what? Atma. Okay, said atma samadhi pragya. Understand? Atma samadhi pragya. When the one who has got pragya is pragya. One who has got vision is pragya. When did he get the vision? When he is in samadhi. What is samadhi? You know that. When he in samadhi of what? Because samadhi means people think now one has to remain without moving anything, and the anthill has to be formed on his. That's what people think the samadhi. Now our legends present very beautifully how, that's why Valmiki is called Valmiki. Valmikaha means anthill. You know that. And he was always in meditation. And his buddhi was so achala and so nischala that he did not know what was happening. Understand now? The handheld got formed. Understand really? Putte mochachamala. Anthill got found. That's why he's called Valmiki. Understand? Valmiki. Valmikam jatam. Understand now? Valmikaha means putu. The anthill. So it got formed. Well, he's called Valmiki. All the sages are known for that. I don't say we'll all be, we should be doing like this. Okay? That's a different thing. But Bhagavad Gita doesn't expect us to have Valmikas around us. Understand? Okay, so be simple people. No problem. So here he says, so samadhi pragya, please understand, samadhi, very beautiful verse, paragraph, you will really appreciate it. Samadhi pragya means, pragya means consciousness. Pragya means knowledge. Understand? Pragya means knowledge also. And pragya, the one who has the knowledge, one who has the vision, of is a pragya. And how did he one get pragya? How does one have this vision? Okay, ascertained vision of oneness of reality? Because he remained in samadhi. Samadhi, his attention of the mind remained focused, absorbed in the nature of the reality, the self. So you can say atma samadhi pragya. Understand now? Is atpragya, thereby one has the vision, so jnani. Samadhi pragya is another word for a jnani, man of vision. Let's say the person of vision, samadhi pragya. See, samadhiil irukkumbolthu jnanam petravan. Understand? Only then you can attain jnanam. Only when you are in samadhi you can attain jnanam. Ascertained vision. And samadhi, if you understand, remember the meaning. So samadhi pragya. Samadhi pragya. So one who has attained samadhi pragya is who? Samadhau pragya labdha yena. One who has attained this vision in samadhi is called samadhi, labdha samadhi pragya jnani. So what? Who is this jnani? The question comes here. Arjuna simply wants to know. Come on, tell me, who is a jnani? Really, it will help you a lot. I tell you, for one's own analysis, it's very good. You're going to say, okay, who is a jnani? How does the jnani behave? What is the behavior of a jnani? Why? If you know what should be the behavior of a jnani, how a jnani behaves, if you see that, analyze that, what is very spontaneously there for a jnani, how a jnani spontaneously behaves. Okay, not because others are looking at me, others are noticing me, watching me, so I had to behave like this. I had to behave like a very big person. No, very spontaneous and natural behavior of a jnani is described here. Arjuna is going to ask this question. He wants to know about the lakshanam. Lakshanam, no? How does this jnani, you know, transact in day-to-day life? If we know how the jnani transacts in the day-to-day life, then we can try to, okay, we can make efforts to live like a jnani. Thereby, it will help us to become jnanis. So, to understand that, that is why the very question is presented here. And now, Krishna talked about a jnani. Who attains jnanam? When can attain jnanam? You attain jnanam when? When you are in samadhi. What is samadhi? When you remain absorbed, when atishma the mind remain focused, absorbed in the nature of reality. How? Without any distraction. Simple, isn't it? Te nischala buddhihi samadho achala yadasthasyati. Tada yogam avapshasi. Then you will attain jnanam. Oh, then who is that one? Labdha viveka pragyaha. Who is that one who is jnani? Understand? One who attain yoga, attain jnana. How does he behave? So he's going to ask this question. So Krishna is going to describe a jnani. Very beautiful verse are coming. So let us read the question now first. Is it okay? Just for the sake of making you understand the verse used in Bhagavad Gita by Shankara also. I am repeating this, okay? Labdha viveka prajnaha.
Labdha viveka prajnaha.
Labdha viveka prajnaha.
Labdha viveka prajnaha.
Understand? Samadhiyil jnanam adaya petravan is called labdha viveka prajnaha. Understand? Labdha viveka prajnaha. Jnani, that's the meaning. Arjuna uvacha.
Arjuna uvacha.
Sthita, see, bodhum iccha bubhutsa. No, the desire to know is called bubhutsa. Labdha, understand now. He wants to know. Who is the jnani? That's what he says. Arjuna uvacha.
Arjuna uvacha.
Sthita prajnasya ka bhasha.
Sthita prajnasya ka bhasha.
Samadhisthasya keshava.
Samadhisthasya keshava.
Sthita dhikim prabhasheta.
Sthita dhikim prabhasheta.
Kimasitau rajetakim.
Kimasitau rajetakim.
Sthita prajnasya ka bhasha.
Sthita prajnasya ka bhasha.
Samadhisthasya keshava.
Samadhisthasya keshava.
Sthita dhikim prabhasheta.
Sthitadhi
kim prabhasheta.
Kim prabhasheta.
Kimasita.
Kimasita.
Vrajeta kim.
Vrajeta kim.
Now you know two words, okay? Labdha samadhi prajnaha, one word for jnani. Okay, another word used in Bhagavad Gita is Shankara uses this word Labdha Samadhi Prajnaha. And Krishna uses this word, Arjuna Vyasa uses, no, as a Krishna, tells Arjuna uses this word Sthita Prajnaha. Say now?
Sthita Prajnaha.
Sthita Prajnaha, also Sthita Prajna Yasya. You mean one who has firm vision, doubt free vision, okay? And then one whose attention, one whose mind remains firm in the vision of reality. There's no doubt. Okay? Sthita prajna yasya chara sthita prajnaha. Sthita prajnaha also urdhiyana jnanatte udayavan. Sandeham illada urdhiyana jnanatte udayavan sthita prajnaha. So it's also jnani, sthita prajnaha, labdha viveka prajnaha. They all mean the same. I want to get used to these words. Anyway. It is sthita prajnasya ka bhasha. Hey, what is the language of this sthita prajna? It means what? What is the language of the English or Sanskritam or Tamil or what? Okay, not the language here. How does he speak? Okay, how does he communicate? How does he speak to people? Okay, how does he behave? Living means what? You have to speak, you have to understand. Mainly you have all those things. How does he transact? Ka bhasha. What is the language of the little meaning, jnani? And who is this sthita prajna? Samadhisthaha. Look at this. Samadhisthaha is another word for jnani. Samadhisthasya. Samadhisthasya. Sthita prajnasya.
Sthita prajnasya.
Ka bhasha.
Ka bhasha.
So samadhisthaha, sthita prajnaha. Samadhisthaha is adjective for sthita prajnaha. Samadhisthasya sthita prajnasya. Why? Only the one whose attention of the mind remain focused in the nature of reality is samadhisthaha. Such a person alone has the vision of reality, he is sthita prajnaha. Understand now? Samadhisthasya sthita prajnasya. Okay? Samadhi ilaithirikkindra manadhi uddayunundaya. Okay? Jnani uddaya. Bhasha yelna. That's literal meaning. We don't say really the language. How does he speak? How does he behave? Sthita samadhisthasya, sthita prajnasya, bhasha ka. He is calling Krishna as Keshava. Hey Keshava, Arjuna is addressing Krishna. Hey Keshava, oh Keshava, because you don't worry, don't search for the word Krishna here. Mm-hmm. Arjuna Hattali is calling Krishna by another name. Okay, hey Keshava. There's so many reasons are given why Keshava is called Keshava. Why Krishna is called Keshava here? He's called Keshi Nishudanaha because he destroyed the demon called Keshi essence. And therefore he's called Keshava. That's also another meaning, okay? So hey Keshava, oh Krishna, okay, what is the language of the Sthita Prajna? Who is a Samadhistaha? Understand? Samadhistasya, Sthita Prajnasya, Ka Bhasha. That meaning he says, Sthita Dhihi. Say that now.
Sthita Dhihi.
See, Sthita Dhihi, Sthita Prajnaha mean the same. Sthita Dhihi also mean the same. One whose my attention of the mind remains focused, remains absorbed in the vision of reality, sthita dihi. Say meaning, sthita dihi, sthita pragyaha, labdha viveka pragyaha, all these words from samadhistaha. Understand? Say meaning, sthita dihi, kim prabhasheta,
kim prabhasheta.
What does he speak? Okay, what does he speak? I mean what? What does he speak, literally? What is the language? Now we say, what does he speak? How does he speak? How does he speak? Then, kim asita. Kim means what. But kim asita, how does he sit? Okay, what does he sit? No? How does he sit? Vrajeta, kim. How does he move around? How does he move around? How does he sit? How does he get up? How does he talk? What is this? How does a jnani behave? How does a jnani transact in this world? That means don't think when a jnani lives, the world is so beautiful, no killing anywhere, no wars anywhere, no problem anywhere, no poverty anywhere, no recession anywhere. That's not true. Jnani lives in the world where we live. A similar world, similar universe. Understand? But how does Jnani respond? How does Jnani, whether Jnani reacts or responds? How does Jnani respond? How does he, understand, behave? How does he look, view the world? How is his transaction? Understand? That is the question. Jnani eppadi irikkirar? Jnani lakshanam enna? That's what is the question here. So the question is over, so we'll read this. Yohi
Yohi
Aditaha Yeva
Aditaha Yeva
Sanyasya
Sanyasya
Karmani
Karmani
Jnana Yoga Nishthayam Pravrittaha
Jnana Yoga Nishthayam Pravrittaha.
He says, the one who, okay, who is a jnani here? He says, Yohi Aditaha Karmani Sanyasya. From the beginning, when he has this Purushartha Nischaya, and when he knows the value of knowledge, being committed to the pursuit of knowledge, one who has been living a life of Jnana Yoga. That means what? One who has been living totally committed to the pursuit of knowledge, to the exclusion of everything else. Aditaha Karmani Sanyasya. Jnana Yoga Nishtayam Pravruttaha means one who has been living a life of Jnana Yoga. Jnana Yoga Nishtayam Pravruttaha means one who is totally committed to the pursuit of knowledge. Total commitment to the pursuit of knowledge is Jnana Yoga Nishtaha. Such a person, yes, and the one who is Karma Yogena.
Karma Yogena
Tayoho. See, Shankara is so beautifully, he says here, don't think one who lives a life of Jnana Yoga, be committed to the pursuit of knowledge means not only one who lives a life of Jnana Yoga, also one who lives a life of Karma Yoga. Look at this. The one who is committed to the pursuit of knowledge could have chosen to live a life of Jnana Yoga, or could have chosen to live a life of Karma Yoga. Understand? Could have lived a life of sannyasi or a Karma Yogi. And this doesn't matter. But the one who is committed to the pursuit of knowledge, Karma Yogena or jnana yogena. Understand now? Very important to know this. Tayoho
tayoho
prajahati iti arabhya
prajahati iti arabhya.
There's a verse prajahati, we are going to see that, okay? Now the following verse, the 55th verse on verse. Prajahati iti arabhya means a verse beginning with the word prajahati, which is the verse, the following verse, 55th verse. Okay? Arabhya, then adhyaya parisamap, a adhyaya parisamaptehe.
Adhyaya parisamaptehe.
See, from the verse, 55th verse, beginning with the word prajahati, till the end of this chapter. Okay? 55th to 72. There are 72 verses in the second chapter. 55th to 72nd verse. Understand now? Till the end of this chapter, sthita pragya lakshanam,
sthita pragya lakshanam,
sadhanam cha,
sadhanam cha,
upadishyate,
upadishyate.
So, a jnani, lakshanam of a jnani is really taught here. Okay, jnani is described here. Who is a jnani? How does jnani live in this life? Okay, that is described in these verses, from the 55th verse onward till the end of the chapter. This verse beginning with the word prajahati. It is said here. Sarvatraiva.
Sarvatraiva.
So first, the one who is totally committed to the pursuit of knowledge, by living a life of karma yoga or a jnana yoga, thereby one who attains jnanam, that jnani lakshanam, jnani is described, jnani's lifestyle is described from this verse, 55th verse, beginning with prajahati till the end of this chapter. Sarvatra eva.
Sarvatra eva.
He. Adhyatma shastre.
Adhyatma shastre.
Kritartha lakshanani.
Kritartha lakshanani.
Yani.
Yani.
Tanyeva.
Tanyeva.
Sadhanani.
Sadhanani.
Upadishyante.
Upadishyante.
Yatna sadhyatvat.
Yatna sadhyatvat.
So he says very beautifully here, adhyatma shastre, okay? In this shastra, adhyatma shastra means what? In this scripture, in revealing the knowledge of the self, okay? Adhyatma shastram. There, kritartha lakshanani. Kritartha is another word for jnani. Kritartha, say that?
Kritartha.
Kritartha is another word for jnani. Kritartha. Kritartha means the person of accomplishment. Sadhitavan. Unmai sadhitavan. Sadhanai padithavan. Kritartha literally means an achiever, an accomplisher. One who has accomplished is Kritartha. According to Shastram, one who has discovered moksha is the Kritartha. Understand? So Kritartha is another word for jnani. Now you know, labdha viveka prajnaha, sthita prajnaha, samadhistaha, sthita dihi. Understand? Now you are coming across one more word. What is that?
Kritartha.
Say that?
Kritartha.
So kritartha lakshanani means, so this lifestyle of a jnani, okay, all the description of a jnani, now is said here, whatever is there, the very lifestyle of a jnani, description of a jnani itself is presented here, taught here as a means of knowledge. Why? Because how a jnani spontaneously, effortlessly lives his life, if we observe and if we make efforts to live like a jnani, spontaneously lives his life. And if we try to live like a jnani with efforts, we have to make efforts because we are not jnanis. Then that itself becomes what? A sadhanam for us to become a jnani. Understand now? Therefore, that implies a lot of effort, okay? That's why he says here. Therefore, this jnani's lakshanam is taught here. Don't think Krishna is joblessly or time with wasting his time talks about the Jnani's Lakshanam. Why Jnani's Lakshanam is taught here? Why a Jnani's lifestyle is described here? How does a Jnani live? Why should he describe? In second chapter of Gita. See, we want Jnanam. And I said, why should he talk about a Jnani who has already attained the Jnanam? Why? Because it is very important to know the lifestyle of a Jnani. How does a Jnani lives? Because if we can, by understanding the lifestyle of a Jnani, if we can make efforts to live like a Jnani, the life, okay, follow the lifestyle of a Jnani effortfully, what he lives effortlessly, then it will become a means for us to become a Jnani. That is why it is presented. Don't think Krishna is wasting his time talking about the Jnani. It's very important here. Jnani. Yatna sadhyani.
Yatna sadhyani.
Sadhanani.
Sadhanani.
Lakshanani cha.
Lakshanani cha.
Bhavanti.
Bhavanti.
See, yani yatna sadhyani. Yatna sadhyani means that which can be accomplished with efforts. By efforts, okay? Anything which can be accomplished effortfully is what? Yatna sadhyani. Okay, that still becomes a sadhanam, lakshanam. Okay, the definition of a jnani, and which is here, that Bhagavan is going to, Bhagavan uvacha, that's what Bhagavan has said here. Bhagavan said this here as an answer to Arjuna's question. That means what Bhagavan talks about the jnani's lifestyle, describes a jnani. Why? Because for us to understand the Jnani's Lakshanam, description, lifestyle of a Jnani, thereby we can make efforts to live like a Jnani, even though we are not Jnanis. We can try to live like a Jnani, which itself becomes atyatna. Understand now? Effort, if we make efforts to live like a Jnani, then we can become Jnanis. That is why it is presented here. It is really good. You know why? This is what is really very, very good. How does a Jnani live? So let me try to make efforts to live like a Jnani. We had to make a lot of efforts to live like a Jnani. Because for Jnani, it is effortless. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
So what you do, next class, I'm giving you homework. Go home today, take Gita home study book, and read this particular answer for this Arjuna's question. Okay? Very good. At least here I can give you homework. Because I was waiting for the point to come. Because you all came suddenly in between. And I didn't know where to stop and what to tell you. Because I explained so much before. Quite some time. It's been talking. So now I come to one particular. Now at least Jnani's Lakshanam. Sthita Pragya Lakshanam. So what you do? Take Gita home study book. And read Swamiji's notes on this verse. Now you know how to read this verse. Sthita prajnasya ka bhasha.
Sthita prajnasya ka bhasha.
Samadhisthasya keshava.
Samadhisthasya keshava.
Sthita dhikim prabhasheta.
Sthita dhikim prabhasheta.
Kimasita vrajeta kim.
Kimasita vrajeta kim.
One simple question, how does the Jnani live his life? Okay, this is the question. An answer is going to be given here. Very beautiful. So many, every verse is so beautiful. Just read only the first verse, meaning of the first verse if possible and come. Okay, let's read the first verse. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Shri Bhagavan replied or answered. Bhagavan said, Prajahati yada kaman.
Prajahati yada kaman.
Sarvan partha manogatan.
Sarvan partha manogatan.
प्रजहाति यदा कामान्
प्रजहाति यदा कामान्
प्रजहाति यदा कामान्
प्रजहाति यदा कामान्
सर्वान् पार्थ मनोगतान्
सर्वान् पार्थ मनोगतान्
आत्मन्येवात्मना तुष्टः
आत्मन्येवात्मना तुष्टः
स्थितप्रज्ञस्तदोच्यते
स्थितप्रज्ञस्तदोच्यते
स्थितप्रज्ञः इति तदा उच्यते उच्यते इस् सेड् ओके वाट् इस् सेड् स्थितप्रज्ञः इति उच्यते वन् इस् सेड् टु बी ए स्थितप्रज्ञः ए मेन् आफ् फर्म् डौट् फ्री असर्टेन् विषन् आफ् रियालिटि अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् स्थितप्रज्ञः इति उच्यते वन् इस् सेड् टु बी ए स्थितप्रज्ञ वेन् इस् वन् सेड् टु बी ए स्थितप्रज्ञः वेन् कदा यदा हि सेस् सर्वान् कामान् प्रजहाति when one becomes free from the hold of all desires literally it means when one gives up the desires okay but we don't want to say when I never use this word give up okay prajahati one becomes free from the hold of all desires when one becomes free from the very desires what desires manogatan sarvan kaman when one becomes free from totally free from desires there's no desire at all no desire can rise in the mind of a jnani no desire rises yada don't say you give up your desires okay no, don't go and think oh jnani is free from desires so may not have desires then it's swimming against the current I do not say give up disease. Jnani is not the one who has given up the disease. Jnani is the one who is free from disease. You have to think, how is it possible for a jnani to be free from disease? How is it possible that jnani does not have any desire at all? That is how you have to think. Understand now, it's all that, oh, jnani gave up the disease. Jnani did not give up the disease. Okay, jnani is the one who is free from disease. Manogatan sarvan kaman yada prajahati when one becomes that means not, till there's a time and until when jnani also had many diseases only in the vision okay he is free from disease yada when eppozhudho understand when one becomes free from all the diseases which rise in the mind மனோகத்தான் சர்வான் காமான் யதா பிரஜஹாதி எப்பொழுதோ ததா அப்பொழுது ஓகே தென் ததா தென் ஹி சேஸ் ஹியர் ஹே அர்ஜுனா ஹே பார்த்த ஹி சேஸ் ஆத்மனி ஏவ ஆத்மனா துஷ்டஹ ஆத்மனி ஏவ ஆத்மனா துஷ்டஹ ஓகே ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் ஹாப்பி பீங் ஒன் செல்ஃப் ஆத்மனி ஏவ ஆத்மனா துஷ்டஹ One who is happy being what he is. Understand now? One who remains happy with himself. Atmani eva atmana tushtaha. Atmani eva tushtaha atmana tushtaha. One who, understand, one who sees one's own self as happiness and fullness, there will be one who remains happy with oneself. Being oneself. Sita prajna, that is when one is said to be a sita prajna. One who is not dependent on any artha, kama, dharma or anything external, any situation external for his being happy. One who is just happy being himself. Atmani eva atmana tushtaha. Understand? One who has, that means what? One who has discovered fullness as very swarupam of the self. One has discovered the self as the swarup, fullness. One has discovered fullness as the very self. Now, two different things. Okay? One has discovered fullness as the self. Okay? One has discovered the self as the fullness. Understand now? There are two self and fullness are not two different things. Reality, fullness and self are not different things. reality is the self, self is of the nature of fullness, self is fullness. One who has discovered fullness as the very self, as the substance or the substantive I. Therefore, one who is not dependent on anything other than the self for his being happy or for his being full. Understand? Such a person is not dependent on anything external. Understand? Therefore, the one who is free from inadequacy, free from smallness, and free from limitation, free from needs, thereby naturally one who is free from desires. One in whom the desire cannot rise at all. The very desire is possible only there is inadequacy, which we always discuss in all of our classes. Okay? Therefore, one who is free from desires. Such a person is here, Sthita Prajnaha. Understand? His literal meaning, we'll see the Bhashyam, everything in the following class, because we have to close now.
Prajahati yada kaman,
Prajahati yada kaman,
Sarvan partha manogatan,
Sarvan partha manogatan,
Atmanyevatmanatushtaha,
Atmanyevatmanatushtaha,
Sthita prajnastadochate,
Sthita prajnastadochate.
So Atmanyeva Atmanatushtaha. Atmani in one's own mind. Atmana, okay? Tushtaha, one who's happy himself. Tannil Tan Telekindavan. The Surupatil Telekindavan. Is it clear now? Surukindavan is what? Atmanyeva Atmanatushtaha Sthita prajnaha. So we'll see next class. We'll see the Bhashyam next class. So may Bhagavan bless all of us the proper right understanding of the lifestyle of a jnani, and that may Bhagavan bless us with the efforts to live like a jnani. May Bhagavan bless us to assimilate and have the vision of a jnani. Help us become, bless us with knowledge of jnani. Help us become jnanis.